Hey everybody, you're listening to the podcast, episode 319.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Was Sick Bag with a track called Kilka Proud or something similar. It's in Polish. I've got no idea what it says. They are from Poland. Tomaszow Małkowski. Solecki, to be precise, in Poland. If you want to find out more about them, their website is at sickbag.pl. Now, we've played Sickbag a number of times before. We played their track Martwi Kiag about 7 or 8 months ago, but also their track Last Train Home made it to my favourites of the last few years on episode 301. That track was taken from their album of the same name, in fact, which actually translates to Few Truths or Several Truths. Not exactly sure. It depends on who you ask as to what kind of translation you get back. But yes, awesome. So welcome, one and all. This is the podcast episode 319 from wherever and however you are listening. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. If you are listening to us live right at this very minute, please do come and join us live in the chat room at thebugcast.org/live. We're also in hash the Bugcast IRC channel on Freenode. On tonight's show, we have a usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. I nearly didn't have to say independent, but there's one non-Creative Commons track on this week's show.
You again.
Which is a huge increase on last week, when I played no Creative Commons in my selections at all. Whatever. We did decide, I'm sure, in the after show last week that it was acceptable to not play Creative Commons on this show.
Oh, the after show that nobody really attended because Lainey wasn't here. I had to go.
No, I asked the question in the...
Just because you asked the question, if there's nobody there to answer
it. There were people there. People had, I had a one-way conversation with loads of people in the chat room. They heard me. They heard me ask the question, and I read out their answers. And that it was acceptable to play non-Creative Commons music on this show, because it continues the brief of promoting independent artists.
Right. Shall we do some more music?
I'll remember that the next time you play a non-Creative Commons track. Yes, let's move on.
I may play the odd non-Creative Commons track, but not four in the same show.
I just saved them up.
So here is a Creative Commons track. This is Woodnotes with Everlasting.
Walls of your room are quite unreadable, and there was nothing but depression and solitude. I've been waiting here for an endless amount of time, watching signing clouds performing the fiery fight. So you try to focus on the good sides of life. Physics can't be anywhere like in golden times. Now you wonder what it happened in sparkling light, and just about to realize. Hold your breath, let your arms hover in the sphere. Feel this way, carrying you to the ultimate stage. Sense the death when the clocks Peter have stopped ticking. There's no doubt that this evening now is everlasting. Yet it seems as if there was only bleakness left. Even the lion's splendor's gone irrevocably. You've been laying here for an endless amount of time, trying to find the pattern of the blessings print. But you need to live in order to see today. So it's not too late to rewrite your own story. Now you're riding down a snow-covered mountain ridge, and just about to realize. Hold your breath, let your arms hover in the sphere. Feel this way, carrying you to the ultimate state. Sense the depth when the clocks Peter have stopped ticking. There's no doubt that this even now is everlasting. And then desist to follow the inconceivable. Are we here right now, existing in what we see? We don't have to know. Thank you. clock stop ticking, there's no doubt that this here and now is everlasting.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seatbacks are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Final Round with a track called Nottingham. Final Round are a rock punk pop band from Chicago, not Nottingham at all. Formed in 2003, their members include Dan Lowes, Matt Hampson, and Andy Lowes. Their full-length album, None of Us Will Ever Leave a Legacy, was recorded in 2006, and that's where this track came. If you'd like to find out more about Final Round, probably the best starting point will be their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Final Round Music.
Whereabouts did you say they were from?
Chicago, Illinois, Beach Park.
Right. Nowhere near New Hampshire then?
No.
Because there's a Nottingham in Alabama and there's Nottingham in New Hampshire. In America.
Ah.
So I just thought to myself, why would they be thinking of Nottingham?
Well, in fairness, they were talking about Nottingham, not Nottingham. So it could be any
occasion. They're highly likely to say it in the Yorkshire accent, aren't they? Yeah.
Because Alabama have a Birmingham as well, I'm sure.
Yes. But what came first? Birmingham or Birmingham? Didn't. Anyway, before that, from Traunstein in Germany.
Traunstein?
We had...
completely the wrong accent.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, we had Everlasting by Woodnote. They have a Facebook page, which we'll link to. And their info said thus, Woodnote, music or other, a natural musical note or sound, or song that, like that of a wild bird... because they've kind of tried to be clever and give it a dictionary definition. We have Martin on vocals and guitar, Maxie on bass, and Paul on drums. And I've got hiccups. There you go.
Thank you for sharing. And stuff. So, yeah, good start to the show. Really good track so far. Are you going to keep that up the whole time? You sure? And breathe.
Yes.
Yes, anyway. So, let's get the housekeeping out of the way. So, whether you're listening to us live via the podcast or in one of the many services that relay and replay our show, it's good to have you along. Let's say hi to the guys that are listening live in our chat right at the moment.
We've got Alex UK, Amsterdam Mac, Bodie, Ivano, Laney, Moggers87, Popey, Ferru and Thistleweb. And I should probably say K5 Tux as well, because I said Amsterdam Mac and they're both grayed out and I'm probably... making this longer than it needs to be.
And also to anybody listening to us on Worldwide Indie Radio, and anybody who has found us as a direct result of Caroline posting about the show on Twitter and then to be retweeted by
Doncaster UK,
who have 11,000 followers.
13,500
followers. So if you're...
I use the tag Doncaster is great because I've noticed that a lot of local organisations and places use the Doncaster is great tag. And now I know why, because it gets
you. You and Lainey should work together then, because with her being our official social media monkey and you being a social media, like, day job, then you should work together to promote this show better
I'm getting back onto Twitter because I'm ultimately going to be having to teach other people how to use Twitter, so it kind of made sense for me to start using it properly again.
Well, exactly. Yes. Now, I have a suggestion to make with regard to the roll call. I wonder whether we should do a password system where at the beginning of the show we'll read out a password and only those people that repeat the password back to us will get read out. But also, we can tie in that password with, I don't know, some kind of competition to prove that people are listening. If they email us the password, then we can put them into a drawer of some kind. Don't know.
Cool. So my talky bits, I've got two. First one, I have some new technology. In fact...
Have you jumped the gun on me?
Have I?
No, you haven't. Sorry,
thank you. I do pay an attention to our number system.
that I put together, so I should have no excuse.
Yes. We have a bit of new technology. The girls now are proud owners of a Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 8-inch tablet. Because they came down in price surprisingly well because the Pro came out. And part of my new job, I've been investigating tablets. And oh my goodness me, if I investigated tablets, I've looked at all sorts. And one of the ones that we shortlisted for my new role, I really liked. So I've got one. And it's a Lenovo Yoga Tablet 10.
Other tablets are available.
Yes, there is an 8-inch version as well. And basically, it's most tablets are rectangular or squarish,
and
flattish, This one is rectangular and it's a bit flat, a bit thinner than most tablets because the battery and where most of the power is in like a cylinder bit at the end, and it's got like an integrated kickstand. And it's a multimodal tablet because the selling pitch is the fact that you can either hold it, stand it, or tilt it. Which I know a case could do similar as well. But I really like it. The screen resolution isn't as good as the Nexus 7.
The only trouble is that with that stand, it makes it look like a glorified digital photo frame.
Shut up. I like it. It's mine. I have to say,
nice.
The freakiest tablet by far from ones I researched was the HP Slate 21. A 21-inch tablet. Now, when people start to compute that, that is like the size of most big computer screens.
That there is a 24-inch monitor.
Yes.
So it's like that much smaller than that.
But it comes with a keyboard that looks surprisingly like an Apple keyboard and a mouse. And the idea being is it's to be used...
It's a PC.
...as a desktop sort of thing. But you can tilt it and it's got touchscreen and everything. And the sales pitch was more aimed at people that are maybe graphic designers and that sort of thing, where they could use the screen, zoom in, use it as a reference point, do their arty stuff. Just some of the technical specs just weren't quite there. But it was a reasonably nice piece of kit. And my other thing is, this is not the first show that I've recorded this week. I was a guest on Sion FM, which is Doncaster's local radio station, which is on 102.6 FM, just in case people are able to find it on their digital radios or whatever. But you can actually go on the website as well, which is sionfm.com. And I was on a slot for the Care and Support Radio Network. And we will link to it in the show notes because this week's show is up on there now, so we can have a nosy at that. And basically, it was just a bit of time to talk about my new project, what is we're doing, what we're trying to achieve. And then I had my colleague, Sam, who was there just talking about volunteering. And it was quite good. I had to choose a song, and it was supposed to be a song that kind of fit the project we were doing. So originally I chose Pharrell Williams' Happy because I did try and suggest Creative Commons, but they wanted to prefer mainstream. And unfortunately, Pharrell Williams' Happy had been chosen by a gazillion other people. So in the end, I chose Firework by Katy Perry, which surprisingly, all the lyrics fit. Because all the verse lyrics are all kind of feelings that people might have if they're socially isolated and feeling down in themselves.
Mm.
And the chorus is all about showing people what you've got, coming out of your shell and giving it your all, which kind of sums up our project in a whole.
Excellent. Well, I have just downloaded the show you did while you were talking, because it was that easy to do.
Yes.
We'll listen to that later on.
But it was fun. And the lady who hosted it, Eve, it was her second live show. And I think she was as nervous, if not more nervous, than what we were. But she did really well. And it was nice to have seen what Sion FM looked like inside.
Yeah, because the Sion FM is a project of another organisation, isn't it? It's not a radio station in its own right.
It's a community radio station run by Higher Rhythm.
Mm.
And it is a purely community radio station. They have a few people that are paid to work there, but a large majority of how the radio station runs is volunteers.
You should get a show on there then.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if we were to discuss it with them, they would be open to it. They have certain slots. They have other slots available, so it's certainly a possibility. But it was really good. Had a good chat with John Kelly, who works there. He was asking about the show, and I was telling him, and when I was describing what we play, and I said anything from avant-garde Swedish metal up to folk, he said, "Why didn't you put a bit of avant-garde and Swedish metal on the show?" And I was like, "I did suggest it, but I was told mainstream was a better choice. But maybe next time I go on there, I will be able to get a bit of Creative Commons on there."
Well, I think the idea here would be to utilise the commercial radio networks to start indoctrinating their listeners with something that they wouldn't have heard anywhere else before.
Yes.
Except on this show, of course.
Mm.
And everybody listens to this show, don't they?
But no, it was a bit of fun experience. I'm really enjoying my new job. It's getting to the exciting bit now because we've shortlisted the technology. And what I'm doing at the moment is user testing all the tablets with people because funnily enough, the kickstand is something that I think is a good selling point to the Lenovo yoga tablet, and I can see it would help people. It wasn't until I did a user test with two individuals, both of which have quite weak hands for different reasons. They struggle to open the kickstand. Mm. I haven't thought twice about the kickstand because I've got a nail and I just dig my nail in and tilt it. My mum had to use two hands to twist and pull. So it's actually those kind of things that we need to think about, how to the bigger picture. But at the moment, the Lenovo Yoga is the top choice so far.
But like we said before, when it comes to choosing tablets for individuals, every individual requirement is different. So it's not just about screen sizes and screen resolutions and whatever version of Android it's got on it. It's also about how suitable it is for somebody who may not be as strong or as nimble as we are, as to how they can use it. You know, is it too big for them? Is it too small for them? Can they physically pick it up and hold it?
Yes. Well, funnily enough, a lot of people in the user test believe that the Nexus is a little bit heavier than the Samsung Galaxy, but they found that the Nexus, the rubber feel to the back, was better for them than the Samsung, because with the Samsung, the smooth back, they felt like it would get slippy if they were holding it for any period of time. Most of them like the Lenovo because of the size of the icons and how spacious the screen is. It's just been really good to find out what the pros and cons for everything is, because everything's going to have a pros and con. And it could be that we get so many of the same device. It could be we get more than one different device. Mm. One thing we did notice is when we unwrapped this last Saturday, the first thing it did was upgrade from 4.2 to 4.4 on Android, which was just less than half a gig download. Think nothing on it here, but if I do
if you're on a portable wireless hotspot.
Yeah, so that's probably something we've got to consider, of how we get them the initial update and set up before it gets unleashed. And I'm loving doing all this because that's the kind of thing I like to do. It's nice and it's interesting. It's fun. Indeed. And I'm enjoying it.
Good. Good to know.
Yeah.
After the next pair of songs, we will be announcing the winner of the Lee Harmison CD that we are preparing to give away.
Yes, yes, we will. So it's my song again, won't it?
It is.
So, I've got to say this properly. This is The Same Song by Nobody.
Call me endlessly
you like to know me? With fair free, as long as we sing the same song, song, song. Oh, call me endlessly with a name you like to know me. With fair free, as long as we sing the same song, song, song. You cannot expect a break here, 'cause this song is for lovers, yeah, for the good ones with a good heart.
Britain, 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 the other name for the UK. Britain invented music in the 1960s, but other countries keep trying to steal it. Made in the UK show is a podcast put together by podcasters in the UK. It brings you the cream of British music, a little like an internet milkman. Listen to British music at madeintheukshow.co.uk. British music. Are you getting enough?
Just don't lie.
That was Leslie DiNicola, even, with Shaky Wire. She's from New York, and she's a nationally acclaimed singer-songwriter with a rare gift for the sonic snapshot. Through the poetic accessibility of her writing style, she captures personal moments with a universal perspective. I want to share my experiences in song so that others can see their lives mirrored and pass through the door to whatever is troubling them or holding them back, she explains. Each of Leslie's releases is a photo journal, a collection of in-the-moment, unposed musical portraits that reveal the core of herself and her artistry. Her latest release, the EP Some Greener Yard, is her most well-composed and elegantly revealing body of work. This track was the opening track of that EP. Now, we last played Leslie DiNicola back on episode 132 of the Bugcast in October 2010. On her Cyber PR profile, which is where we got this track from, there are comparisons to the likes of Alison Krauss, Taylor Swift, Amy Mann. But there was a couple of specific points in that song that reminded me specifically of Joan Osborne. So there's a really nice mix of styles in there. But if you want to find out more, then she has a website at lesliedinicola.com.
Yes. Just remind me, Joan Osborne, she was one of us.
Yes,
that's her. That's who I thought it was. So, before that we had the same song by Nobody, which is not the same song that Lisa, it was actually called
the same
song.
It wasn't by Nobody, it was by somebody.
Exactly. I love that bit. From Osnabrück in Germany. What they say is, this is Nobody. They'd like to give special melodic music. Taste if you want to, feel if you like to. They are a solo artist who works with very many different types of instruments, mostly grounded in the melodic acoustic guitar. All different voices that you can hear are performed by Nobody. And they say, for me, only one rule is important, making really simple songs with beautiful melodies. So please enjoy what you hear, and I hope they have steeled your time, or stolen a bit of your time. That wasn't me translating, that was their translation of it.
Yes.
One thing that they do have, and it's not something we do often very often, is they do not have any other internet presence. So their link is back to their Jamendo profile.
A good a place as any.
Yes.
Right. This is the moment everybody's been waiting for. I have in my sticky mitts. Hold on. Thank you. I have in my sticky mitts a copy of Lee Joe Harmison and Essence's latest album entitled Still. You will remember that we had a competition over the last 2 weeks in which the question was, there are some people that believe that Lee Joe's middle name is Harmison because he always gets introduced with his name and a phrase to follow it. So how is he introduced? So the answers were A, Lee Joe Harmison, one man and his guitar. B, Lee Joe Harmison, all original, all the time. Or C, Lee Joe Harmison, you've heard the rest, now hear the best. The answer was?
You did tell me, and I didn't know. I would let you say that, because I'm about to
cop out. Thanks. The answer was B, Lee Joe Harmison, all original, all the time. And the winner, I'll let you announce that, because you've got that in front of you.
Yes. The winner is the one that I've just scrolled down past. Bearded Ian.
Excellent. So congratulations to you, Ian. If you drop us your mail address, we will get this in the post to you. So I hope you enjoy it. It's a cracking album. We've heard it end to end and it really is nice. So
you said well mail done. Address. Maybe he's got a female address.
Really?
I'm in a funny mood tonight, sorry.
Let's have some music.
Yes, let's do that.
So I want to hear you pronounce this.
Okay, I didn't think of this. This is Can't Find the Flow by Gert Breitenkamp.
She is calling my name as I knock at Hey, it's Chris from Canada, you know, the host of Insomnia Radio Canada. Did you know that back in 2009, this very podcast you're listening to right now, the Bugcast, this amazing music podcast, is where I got my start? I started listening here. That's right, you're in the best spot to be listening to the Bugcast.
That was Sound Statues with Fade. Now, we have played Sound Statues a number of times in the past. I think this is the fifth track we've played of his in the life of the Bugcast. Sound Statues is Neil Matharu. It is a single-person project. And he writes and releases most of his... let me start again. He writes and releases his music in his own unique style. And he says that it's as if the 80s had an illegitimate love child with the 90s. If you'd like to find out more, his website is at soundstatues.com.
And before that, it was Can't Find the Flow by Gert
Breitenkamp
from Copenhagen in Denmark. Born October 18th, 1968. For most people, still pretty much unknown. From sitting behind the kit, drumming, as well as engineering and producing for other artists and bands, both on stage and in various studios since 1981. Though he has performed thousands of concerts and appeared on a few domestic albums and independent releases with artists and bands from all across the globe while touring the world wide accordingly. So basically he got a start by helping others and then became an artist in his own right.
From the age of 13, by the looks of it.
Hmm. Does sound like that, doesn't it? Mm. And I've linked to a Last FM page because, again, he's another one of these people that don't have a big online presence.
But it does look as though he has problems with his plumbing.
Yes.
I'm assured that this ship won't go.
It was definitely this ship, and we're trying to work out whether this ship...
Because we can't find the flow. Yes, there's lots of plumbing and toilet kind of euphemisms.
But is there, or are we just all got dirty minds?
That's more likely.
In the literal sense of the word.
Yes, that is indeed more likely. Right then. Okay, so a couple of events coming up. On July the 14th, that's a Friday, at 6 p.m, is the start of Podcrawl Glasgow. It's going to be starting in the State Bar in Holland Street in Glasgow, which is located in the centre of the city and easily accessible from all the main railway stations, apparently. If you want to find out more about that particular event, we have linked to the relevant blog post in our show notes over at thebugcast.org. And also, on the 4th and 5th of October, in Oxford, here in the UK, is OgCamp 14. It's a free culture unconference. It's his 5th year running, and we will certainly be attempting to go, will we not?
Yes.
So if you are interested, it's a ticketed event, but you don't have to get a ticket, if that makes sense.
It's kind of like a pay what you think it's worth.
But if you do get a ticket, you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
So you can just show up on the door, but it'd be nice for them to understand how many people are going. So go and get yourself a ticket, even if you don't pay. But if you can't pay, even better. Ogcamp.org is the website for that one. So next week, the Bugcast episode 320 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 27th of June at 9 p.m.-ish UK time. If you'd like to send us some feedback, we have an email address, which is feedback@thebugcast.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter and Google+ for details of this and a whole lot more. Please do go and see our website at thebugcast.org. So, I believe that makes it last song time.
Yes. I saved the
You've been looking forward
for
to this. Yes.
This is another song where there's a bit of it that sounds like a swear and it's not a swear.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not a swear.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, whoa. It either isn't a swear or I'm sure it's not a swear.
I'm 99.99% sure it's not a swear, but I could not find any lyrics.
On your head be it.
And it is kind of similar to the Black Bones thing where it's not. It's all normal until one little segment and it sounds like a swear, but it's not a swear. Although with Black Bones, it was a swear.
Yes.
Right, so this one is called Shocky Toppy, Visions of Emily Bronte by Fairy Tales in Yogg-Howard from Nantes in France. It's very quirky. If I was to tell people that on Jamendo, the if you like this artist, you might like this one suggestion included Paul Shepherd, he of Bernadette fame. You may get the idea of the genre it may be in. Now, Fairy Tales in Yogg-Howard was born in 2006 or 2009, or probably before that. Yogg-Howard, spelt Yoghourt, means fake English in French.
No, it doesn't.
But if you think it means something else, then you're probably right. Fairy Tales in Yogg-Howard self-recorded a one-mic, seven-track demo in April 2009. And for a price, he will burn it, draw the cover that you wish for the price you wish. But if you're reading this in English, that means that you're not French, so shipping could be quite expensive. Because what he'd done is he'd done his profile in French. Yes, he'd done his profile in French, then he did the English translation and obviously realised if somebody needed an English translation, they weren't in France, so there would be an added cost. So yes, it is quite quirky. There is a link to his MySpace page if you want to find out more. So this is Shocky Toppy / Visions of Emily Bronte by Fairy Tales in Yogurt.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Break it to the man, shake it to the man, and Robert's at the mighty banning in the waterfall. And everybody's certain that they can't speak. She's in and they roll her. Everybody's texting. You can feel the top and you can feel the shock. And you can feel the visions of a mighty problem. You can feel the top and you can feel the shock. And you can feel the top from above. From above into the mighty fisherman who grows up today. And his mind floats away. Rock about. And the jewels around. But the fingers will shock. It is wind up away from back. It is wind up away. Shake it to the man and break into the man and rob it's thematic banning in the waterfall. And you can feel the top and you can feel the shock. And you can feel the visions of a Mary Brown. And you can be a visions of her. Visions of her in a mind of a sir. Fellas in the waiting room waiting for a doctor. Trying to seven per parents. 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 Everyone, the thread is gone, and everybody for the second song. Seven per parents, seven per parents, seven per parents, seven per parents. Hearing for the second time, a trigger for the second rhyme. Seven per parents, seven per parents, seven per parents, seven per parents. Everybody slicks the match. Your fiction is the risk to my reply. Writing in the means, I have to count each minor list that you can find.
Submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.